again. We're CJMQ. Today we're talking with Yannick Doughty, and he's back again. He's going to be giving a talk, a presentation at the UUS Tree Church this Sunday, October 30th at 10 a.m., and the presentation is called Humanitarianism in My Sight. So welcome, Yannick.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us about your latest adventures.
So, I'm going to be talking this Sunday about the different projects that I've been involved in over the years, and specifically I will focus the talk on my latest project, which is rebuilding a school in Haiti.
Okay.
So I've been going there, I went there at least six times in the past year,
mm-hmm.
Just working on, for my job as an education consultant there, but also starting my own project on the side. So buying land and trying to find the resources and the contacts to build a school. And I'm going to need a lot of support. So this talk is to basically present the project and to invite people to help.
See, you're an international educational consultant now. And so the project in Haiti, so how did you get started with this project? Is this a place that you toured around?
I started working there. So what I do in Haiti is I work for the largest technical center in Haiti.
Okay.
And I train teachers, and I'm responsible for implementing a whole new program there. So
mm-hmm.
It's a very, very big project funded by the Canadian International Development Agency, OICDA.
Okay.
So a huge multi-million dollar project. It's very big. We're five experts from Canada responsible for running the project there, and each one of us has a specialty. And so I started going there at first for that, and then, you know, you can't help traveling in Haiti and going about the city and the places around and meeting the people. You know, you obviously see how bad it is over there,
mm-hmm.
and that quickly like came to I was shocked to see the living conditions. This was a year after the earthquake had happened,
mm-hmm.
and I still saw like the same images basically that you saw on TV the day after the earthquake. It was pretty pretty terrible to see, and I started trying to wonder what I can do as much, you know, how I can really bring a difference on top of the job that I was doing,
mm-hmm.
there, like actually a personal project. And you know, I realize Haiti is an incredible place. I mean, it's beautiful. The people are so nice, and there's all these things that you don't hear about so much.
Right.
But at the same time, it's hard to understand how can a country, for the past 50 years, it's been getting helped from international organizations.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10,000 NGOs working there. There's $10 billion of aid promised to this country. And you look at it and you don't understand, because everything is destroyed in Port-au-Prince, in the capital. There's no sewer system. There has never been. There's no water system or distribution system. To get water, you have to pay a truck to come bring water to your place.
Okay, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. During the earthquake, all documents, official documents, all that were only on paper were destroyed. So people, you know, are left with no proof of birth, no proof of, land that they have. I mean, there's so much, it's such a big aspect. And I kept wondering, how come a country is in such, despite all the help, despite
mm-hmm.
all the, it's one of the 10 poorest countries on earth.
Okay.
It's the only country on earth that for the past 50 years, the standard of living has been going down and down and down every year, despite the help. And so, you know, I was faced with all this. I mean, it's huge. It's so much. And you wonder, what can you do? Where can you act that you can really make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, with all these NGOs working, like, you're not, how are you going to come in and make a real difference? But I quickly realized, saw that, you know, the type of projects I've been involved in here with the community,
mm-hmm.
and that I've involved the community in, all those small micro humanitarian projects I've been doing, that's something that's not really done, even in Haiti. I don't really see that. It's big organizations coming in, a lot of money wasted, I quickly realized I was going to be through education and that I could make a difference. And so I started looking at that, and I found a partner, a local woman who's a religious sister who's studying in education. She's doing a master's in education, and she wants to start a school. So we have this both thing in common, that she wants to start a school. She doesn't have the means, but she has all of the, you know, she has the knowledge of the country. She's been involved in many schooling projects. And
mm-hmm.
so she has all the experience in that. I have the experience in fundraising and logistics and all these things. So we basically came together and we started this project of building the school there.
Okay, wonderful. So you're going to build a school in Haiti then. That's latest project.
Yes, and it's my biggest up to date. It's for the first year. Right now, I needed to raise $10,000. Mm-hmm. I'm at $8,300.
Wow.
So far, yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. So, but this is really just a start. That doesn't even actually cover the payment of the land mm-hmm. that I need to buy. So,
So you have to buy the land and then you have to build. Okay.
It's starting from scratch. It's huge. I'm very excited about it because it's going very well. It's very hard in Haiti to make anything happen. But because of my contacts there, because of my experience also with all the projects I've done before, avoiding all the traps and every time I feel happy, every time something happens in the project, it's like, yes, you know, I managed to succeed in this or that, mm-hmm. and it's going forward very well, and I'm very excited. It's such a need there. I realize, you know, in the place that I'm building a school, it's right outside Port-au-Prince in a place called Croix des Bouquets, mm-hmm. and about 80% of the schools were destroyed during the earthquake. Mm-hmm. So, and already before that, only one out of every two child was going to school. So you can imagine the situation now. You have all these kids running around. In the neighborhood where I'm building the school, there's not a single school. I mean, kids are just running around all day, nothing mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. They usually either join gangs, armed gangs.
Okay.
There's 200,000 weapons, armed firearms in Port-au-Prince, in the capital. 200,000. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
So they join gangs. There's also something we don't hear about, but that is very much a reality of life in Haiti, and it's child slaves. Mm-hmm. So there's about 300,000 in Haiti. It's enormous, and you actually see them, you meet them all day, but you just don't know that they are. But it's part of the culture there. It's part, you see, for example, a family that can't take care of their kids will give their kid to some richer family that will feed them and supposedly school them, although that does not always happen, mm-hmm. In exchange, for the kid, cleaning up in the house, making food, whatever, serving. Mm-hmm. So there's this whole thing there, and there's about 300,000 of them, UNICEF estimates. In Haiti. So that's what happens when they don't have education. The cycle of poverty is just constantly going around and around. And so these kids will never have a chance to get out of this if they're not offered education. So I figured that's how I could make the biggest difference. And so this Sunday, what I will do is explain all this in more details. I'll show pictures of the kids. And I'll explain, what the plan is and how people can help directly, as usual. 100% of the funds go straight there, and every dollar makes a difference, because in a project like this, if you give $5, where that's enough to buy a uniform for a child mm-hmm. to go to school, or mm-hmm. a backpack or something. Mm-hmm. So every dollar makes a difference.
Good. So everybody has $5, whatever, and it goes, much farther than it would around here.
Yeah. And as usual, I always stay, keep people informed mm-hmm. of the progress. So mm-hmm. they'll receive pictures of as the land is bought, I'll send a picture of the land, and then I'll send a picture of the kids and the construction as it goes forward. And so I keep people in the loop all the time with what's going on.
I think that's really nice too, for people that give money, and just definitely a wonderful project, because education definitely is a springboard to a better life, no matter what type of life it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so much needed there.
And I think it's great to bring awareness to the people around here, things we don't even think about, so much we take for granted.
Yeah, and I think that's one of my biggest, in the projects that I do, it's not only helping, trying to help somewhere else in the world, but it's making people realize here that they can make a difference. And that's so mm-hmm. important to me. And I'm starting a foundation in Quebec here, the Inspiration Foundation.
Okay.
And, I'm in the process of starting it now, so it's not official yet, but that's one of the main points of foundation, is to actually so it's going to be a charity. People will be able to get that mm-hmm. Receipt for taxes eventually and stuff like that, and I will start trying to get bigger funding through that, bigger amounts. But I still want that, the one thing that I always want to keep doing is involving people in the community locally, making people feel that that's so important to me, that they can make a difference. I could get, $10,000 check from a big company to help my project. That's great. I'm going to be very happy. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have the same impact as having 100 people, or 1,000 people give $10 each. I prefer that, because then people feel involved, and it's definitely part, it's a big part of the vision of my new foundation.
Excellent. And it's so wonderful for people to feel that. So being involved too, it's, imagine somebody just not going out for a meal that night, you know, $40 or $50 to the project, that would make an enormous difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. It will. And they can see the difference concretely. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's really exciting for people too, to see the difference. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this the first school, the first project that you've done from scratch? Because I know you've started different schools before.
From scratch, because... Mm-hmm. All the other projects were pretty, it was either rebuilding a part of a school, mm-hmm. Like the sanitary infrastructure, right. Mm-hmm. Or buying something to improve it or something like that, but never from scratch. So yeah, this is big. This is a 5-year, I'm committing 5 years to it. So mm-hmm. My contract in Haiti right now is for 5 years. And so I know I'm going to be there going back and forth for work. So I've committed 5 years. And my goal is that in 5 years when I leave, the school will be autonomous. It will run on its own. And the very important part of it is that it won't rely on external funding. I want the school to be able to generate its own funds. And I have many different ideas for that. But so that's really the big idea is for me, when I leave in 5 years, I can leave with my peace of mind, knowing that the school is going to keep going after.
Yeah, that definitely makes a big difference, because if they're relying on friends from elsewhere, it may not be a success after 5 years.
Yeah, know? and that's the problem with a lot of projects. You know, people give, it's a one-time thing, and then everything stops afterwards. So, yeah.
Good. And the community is definitely coming together so far. You said you've already raised $8,500. Is some of that from the community here in the townships?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Great. So you've had a few other fundraisers too, I guess.
And through my website. And that's what I want to say also to people. If you can't make it to the talk and you do want to contribute, you can just go to my website and contribute right there online. You enter your email so that you'll get the information, the pictures, mm-hmm. and that, I think. And anybody can donate from anywhere. But of course, it would be great if people can come up and support the project and hear about it directly live. But if they can, they can go to my website. It's www.postcardsfromtheedge.ca.
Okay, and they can donate by Visa or PayPal?
Yeah,
or
that's it.
Send PayPal a check or, too?
Yeah.
Or, good,
yeah, also check or cash. You know, I live in Lennoxville, so people can I can arrange with people to come drop off the money when I'm here. No problem.
Excellent. So you're still living in Lennoxville and you travel back and forth to Haiti?
Yeah, that's it. And I love this life. It's such a great, you know, I love the coming back here. I just love it here in the townships. I just took a month off from work in Haiti just because I wanted to focus on my PhD. I have my defense next week.
Okay.
So that's pretty big, and I want to take a month to prepare for it. So I just took a month off from Haiti, and I've been just staying around here, and it's just wonderful. I love it. I just always love coming back here and staying here. Yeah.
So. Good. So, Humanitarianism in My Sight. That's the presentation by Yannick Doughty coming up this Sunday, October 30th at 10 a.m. And that happens at the UUS Street Church in North Hatley. It's located at 201 Main Street. And if you need some more information, we have a phone number here, 819-842-4146, or email info@UUSTree. So that's definitely a great presentation, and I hope everybody can make it.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Good. Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Yannick?
No, again, just if you can't make it, check out the website. It's postcardsfromtheedge.ca. Please donate. Your money will make a big difference to these children.
Definitely making a big difference, and that's definitely a great feeling for people to have too. Thanks very much, Yannick.
Thank you.